Hey Trailblazers, this is Jason, your host of the Trailblazing Texas podcast. Before we jump into our latest episode, I've got some incredible news for you. Are you gearing up for your next big hike or backpacking trip? Well, we at Trailblazing Texas podcast have partnered up with Trekker Joe's, the ultimate Texas outfitter, to bring you something I feel absolutely special. Listeners, you of the Trailblazing Texas podcast can now get a one-time 15% off their gear purchases at Trekker Joe's. That's right. Whether you're a first-time customer at Trekker Joe's or a repeat customer like me, you can save big and hit the trails well-prepared. So upon checkout, use code TTP15 to claim your 15% discount and in the process support an amazing local Texas business. So happy trails, and don't forget to tell your hiking buddies. Now on with the episode. Welcome to the Trailblazing Texas podcast, where we embark on a journey through our diverse Texas landscapes and breathtaking trails while always engaging with our amazing Texas hiking community. So settle in, tighten up those bootlaces, and get ready for the thrilling tales awaiting for you on this episode. Welcome to the Trailblazing Texas podcast. I'm your host, Jason. And today, coming to us all the way from Marion, Virginia, the owner of Marion Outdoors. Coach, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
You know, I love all the guests that come on the podcast. Have a great time. I always look forward to the episodes, but this is one that a lot of them, if someone can't make it, you're kind of, sad and, maybe we can work it out. But this one, I was like, no, please, I want to hear the story of Marion Outdoors. And I think also to the listeners, I would assume every listener is following you on social media, but if they're not, I definitely want to expose them to all the wonderful things that Marion Outdoors is doing, as well as your content, because your content is the best, I think. And it's funny, and we'll get into this a little bit later, but my wife will be walking by the bedroom door and I'll just be laughing. And she's like, are you watching Coach's content again? I'm like, yep.
I'm glad it's entertaining. Yeah, that's the idea. I want to make people laugh and hopefully they learn something at the same time.
And I think that's the beauty of it. It's when you have a topic, I know about the information that you want to give within a minute. It's not like, some of the other creators, like this is my favorite tent. And if you are interested in what their favorite tent is, like 20 minutes later, you still don't know their favorite tent. So with your content, you get in, you get out, you laugh, and it's just a lot of fun. So yeah. So when I first started following you, you were probably thinking like, oh, this guy is creeping me because it was heart.
It was great. It's always, it was supporting me. It was helping get the videos out there. Every like, every comment helps.
Absolutely. And so I don't know if you know this, you and I are, we've been probably the last year and a half in a contest and You're winning 200 and I'm zero. So your content, you always ask the question, like, maybe it's about a day pack or a backpacking pack. What gear did I leave out? And I'm always like, oh, Coach, I got you on this one. And I never can come up with an idea of anything that you left out. So I just wanted to let you know about that you're destroying me in that competition.
I'm winning a competition I didn't know I was in.
I just want to kick off the beginning of the podcast, just really directed to the listeners. And it's going to be about my interactions with Marion Outdoors and the reason why it was so important for you to come on the podcast. So I, discovered you and your content and your store. It had to have been on TikTok. I had some questions about gear and I'm like, oh, what the heck? You have some wonderful knowledge and that you're sharing. So I just messaged Marion Outdoors. Hey, what do you think about this? Or what do you think about that? And the reason why I'm bringing this up, because I can compare this to other requests that I've made with big box stores. Okay. And this is my experience. Not one time, first off, you answered the question. So the owner of Marion Outdoors responded to me. That's never happened with any big box stores that the owner or a director or a manager ever responded to me. Also, every question that I ever asked you, it was never, well, I don't really hike or backpack. It was always, hey, Jason, thanks for the question. You know, I've used this on the trail. I used it last week. These are my thoughts about the product. You know, I have this or I have that, or my gait is usually long or short. So like and if you didn't use it on the trail, it was, you know, I've never used that on the trail, but we definitely support the Appalachian Trail through hikers. And this is what they're telling me. So the effort that you put into my questions, and at that moment, never bought anything from you, really stood out to me. Secondly, us hikers, we're going to order stuff online, whether it's from Marion Outdoors, Trekker Joe's, Hilltop Packs, Trail Brush, we're ordering online, right? And we're going to have an X amount of days that we're going to wait for this package. Why, as a hiker backpacker, would I support a big box store if I'm still going to have to wait 3 or 4 days to get the order? So I ordered from you. I ordered 3 or 4 pair of socks. I ordered a Nalgene bottle, and I did the same thing, same order from a big box store. And I actually ordered the big box store order an hour before I made the order with you. The package that I got from you was 2 days earlier than the big box store.
Good to hear.
The listeners know that this is my experience. So if you're going to make an order online and you're going to have to wait for it to be delivered, why not give Marion Outdoors a shot? Finally, there is a guarantee from the Trailblazing Texas podcast that not one penny of my order is going to go to a CEO's $1 million bonus or third vacation home. 100% of the money that I spend with Marion Outdoors, Hilltop Packs, Trekker Joe's is going to go to support a small business, a local community, and a family. So that money that I'm spending is going to help Johnny take, I don't know, football or soccer lessons or registration, or Sally Sue to do dance lessons. So as a listener to this podcast, if that doesn't motivate you, then please stop this episode and go listen to something else, because we as a community have such an opportunity to support these businesses that take on all the risk to support our community, whether it's the local community, whether it's our hiking and backpacking community. So if you want to order something, check out Marion Outdoors. If they don't have the product on their website, just message them on Instagram and they will get back to you. I promise. I'm living proof. I have examples. They will get back to you and let you know, yeah, we don't carry it or we do carry it. You will not be disappointed.
Instagram is the best place to message me. Yes, I will get back to you eventually.
Give Marion Outdoors a shot. So with that being said, Coach, I want to give you this couple of minutes before we jump into the episode to promote your social media, promote Marion Outdoors. If there's any projects that your local town's involved with, that you're involved with, this is your time to inform the listeners.
Well, talk a little bit about why I opened this store, and it had to do with a lot of what you talked about. I went through going to big box stores, trying to find gear for myself, not getting the help I needed. I bought backpacks that didn't fit me, that were too big, that were too small. It was frustrating. And finally, I mean, I've always wanted to open a business, especially something to do with outdoors. And I became obsessed with gear because no one was there to help me. So I'd do so much research. I'd try to find what worked for me. And when the pandemic came and I had this opportunity, I took it. We were able to buy a building in Marion, Virginia, and I knew I wanted it to be on the Appalachian Trail somewhere. And it just so happened that my wife is the director of tourism for Smith County, and she had done a research study that said that what was needed in this town was outdoor stores and lodging. So we found this perfect building to put a store, to put a hiker hostel, and I went for it. Like, I was a professional theater actor before this and still could have gone back and done that. But there was just something inside me that inspired me to do this and to help people. And I knew I didn't want it to be like any of the big box chains. I wanted to support small businesses. So the first thing I did was try to get everything that I used. And pretty much all my gear is small business cottage brands. So that's what I did. And I started buying from small brands. And if they didn't sell wholesale, I said, hey, how about I just buy 10? Can you help me out with that? And a lot of them started doing it. And now my store is mostly small brands. Mind you, there are some bigger brands here because it's hard to fill in everything. But I'm trying to make this purely a cottage brand store. It's just very difficult to do, especially with shoes, of course. But yeah, so I created this store that I've kind of curated into gear that I can trust, gear that I've tested out. And if I haven't, I've heard good things about and plan to try out. I've got like a giant list of stuff I still need to try out. People keep sending me their stuff. It's almost overwhelming. But I've hired, I only have 3 employees, one for the hiker hostel and 2 for down here. And they're amazing. I've trained them to help people as much as possible. They can contact me if they can't answer a question. But the idea is for someone to come in here and feel confident in what they're buying. I'll sit there and tell them, like, that pack doesn't work for you. We don't have a pack that works for you, and I'm very sorry. Take a look at these brands. If I plan on getting that brand in, I'll say, we may have it in a month, or we don't have your size right now. I can order it for you. Yeah, so the idea is to make you feel comfortable, to make you, because buying gear is overwhelming. Making a decision when there's thousands of options to choose from is just, it's something that I went through myself. It's unbearable. And I would buy stuff, it wouldn't work, and that's like $300 down the drain. I'd buy something, and I don't want other people to go through that. So that's my goal here, is for you to feel confident in what you're buying and use it as long as possible so you don't have to buy again. So yeah, so that's Marion Outdoors. Our hiker hostel is a bonus. You know, we get hikers in here. We try to give them everything they need when they come into town to shower, eat in town, like enjoy Marion, Virginia. So it's nice to have that. And luckily the building kind of pays for itself because we also rent out apartments and another retail space. So that's helpful for a small business, which, you know, owning a small business doesn't make you rich and at all. I pay myself and that's it. Like, there's nothing else. Everything else goes to buying new gear, taking risks on new gear. A lot of what we do is, I don't know if this is going to sell. Let's try it out and see how it goes. And the big box brands expect you to spend like $5,000. But luckily with smaller brands, I can say, can we try 10? Can we try 20 of these and see how they do, and then order more later if they do well?
Right.
So the things that I have taken risks on and they failed are usually the bigger brands, because I've had to spend $5,000 to $10,000 on a risk. But I'm getting off track here. So with this store, I knew I still wanted to perform in some way, and I started making videos, posting them on all the sites, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. And TikTok's what kicked off first. All of a sudden, people started watching those videos, kind of found I call it a character. Coach is a character. Like, I'm pretty laid back myself. And my job before this was to create a character. And, you know, I wanted to help people through these videos, but make them entertaining. And I've done that. TikTok blew up. And it got to the point where I couldn't read comments anymore, because what I've learned is videos are successful if trolls start commenting. And it's like a troll's job just to say horrible things. So it's like, okay, that's doing well. I'm going to stop reading those comments. Same thing with Instagram. It's gotten to the point where now trolls are definitely there. And same, I mean, YouTube is the same way. There's just no way of avoiding it if your videos are doing well. But I still enjoy doing them. With the hurricane last year, I slowed down a little bit to focus on the business, because we definitely lost a lot of business with the hurricane. And I'm trying to figure out how we can sustain it if that happens again, because I want to keep my staff. They're amazing. And I don't want to close the store. So I've been experimenting with different marketing and traveling around, taking a booth and selling stuff. That's been my goal this year, is I've done some traveling, and it's been helpful, you know, just getting the word out there, and the videos help. We get so many people in from different states, different areas, just to say, hey, we happened to be passing by Marion Outdoors and we had to stop. So it's tough being in a small town that, I mean, this is an outdoor community, but it's still not like a big city where you're having foot traffic all the time. So having people stop by is extremely helpful. But anyways, TikTok, Marion Outdoors, Instagram, Marion Outdoors, and YouTube, Marion Outdoors. Go follow me there. I'm hopefully going to help you with whatever you need. Message me on Instagram if you have any questions. I will get back to you as soon as I can. I just want to help people out. And we have the outdoor community is amazing. And the people I meet here are so helpful to me as well. Like, I have questions for you if you're using a piece of gear that I've tried but don't know as well, or maybe you know something more about it, I'm going to ask you about it. And so is my employee, Ash, she's amazing. We're here to help, and we're here to learn from you, and hopefully you can learn from us. Hopefully I haven't rambled on nonsense.
No. This is perfect. And what's funny is I made a little post about, you know, you coming on the podcast, and I just put a picture of the hat.
I saw that. Yeah, yeah.
You see, I mean, I got direct messages like, no way, coach. Like, I didn't even say Marion Outdoors a coach. Yeah. I just, the turtle.
Yeah.
And to the listeners, you've seen my videos in almost every hiking, backpacking adventure that I'm on. I was wearing it the other day, picking grapes. We were at a harvest. I have that hat on. It's my favorite hat. It is the best hiking hat. I'm in Texas, so the sun's a big issue. And you may look at that hat and say, oh, you know, it has holes in the back. Yeah, because I wear a sun hoodie. So it allows the moisture wicking, the ventilation. So it's absolutely perfect. So if you're hiking in Texas or high heat, or you just hiking
anywhere,
check out that hat.
I use that hat too.
It's the best.
Different color, but yeah, I love that hat. Yeah. It's awesome. We just ordered more. So
Joe with Trekker Joe has the green one. And
yeah,
that's, we were hiking, and I'm like, oh man, I need to get that hat. And he goes, yeah, it's just as good as the orange one. You know, it's funny that you were talking about having, you know, kind of some of the smaller companies in your store. We make a joke because I'm on a group with Joe and some other of our friends that are hikers. And we always make a joke like, hey, you know, we're planning a hiking trip. And then we just message Joe, all right, we know you're doing a Marion Outdoors order.
We really appreciate it. Yes. And we do sell online, marionoutdoors.com. We can't put everything up there because there are certain brands that won't allow it. But as much as we can, if there's something we don't have, give us a call, give the store a call, or message me, and we'll try to find it for you.
All right, so let's dive into the episode. So to celebrate this, I'm geeked out about you coming on the podcast. So we're going to celebrate with a lightning round. And as the listeners know, yep, absolutely. Coach has no idea what I'm about to ask. And we're going to have some fun with this. So lightning round, short answers, one word, first thing that pops into your mind. So are you ready?
Yeah, let's do this.
All right, trail runners or boots?
Trail runners.
Tent, hammock, or hostel bed?
Definitely not a hostel bed, but depends on the trip. Right now, tent.
Most underrated piece of hiking gear?
Most underrated. The bidet. It needs more attention.
Absolutely. I bought mine because of your videos.
Awesome.
All right. You don't have to answer this because you carry gear, but most overhyped piece of gear.
Oof.
You can say I'm not answering.
I probably shouldn't.
Next question. What is your go-to snack on trail?
Dates. Fresh dates.
How many hikers at one time has crashed into your hostel?
Oh, well, we're only allowed to have 10 up there, but
yeah,
probably about 18.
What is one hostel rule that you will never bend on?
It's the number one rule. We actually have a list of rules. Don't be an asshole.
Exactly. Smelliest thing a hiker's ever left behind at the hostel?
Socks.
Socks.
Yeah. We have, ton of socks.
When you have guests wanting to stay at the hostel, do you screen for snorers?
That's a good idea. We don't. We've had people tell us they're snorers and say we'd really like a private room, and we try to accommodate, but we offer earplugs.
Most asked gear question from new hikers.
What size backpack should I buy?
And this is another one that you don't have to answer, but what is your favorite product you sell?
Right now? I mean, it's different every day. So right now it's the Sam Bob hoodie, the 90, what is it? The Alpha Direct 90 hoodie. I'm using that and I love it. But it's different every day, every week.
So what is the strangest thing someone has ever asked you if you sell?
I didn't even know what it was. Yeah, I couldn't even tell you what it was. But somebody asked me something the other day. It wasn't yesterday. It was 2 days ago. And I didn't know what it was. Well, it was some sort of like compressor. So nothing to do with backpacking. We get a ton of people looking for random stuff, but also like baseball gloves. And because we're an outdoor store, they expect us to sell sports stuff. Yeah.
I like that one. So what item do people think they need, but they rarely actually do? That's a tough one, huh?
Yeah. I mean, stuff that I tell people to stay home, extra clothes.
Yep.
So many people bring way too much, especially extra clothes. Yeah.
So I live about an hour from both endpoints of the longest trail in Texas, and it's 128 miles. If you did the loops, 96.4. If you just hike the main trail called the Lone Star Hiking Trail. And the first time I through hiked it, I was with three other people that have never backpacked. So we were planning to do it in 5.5-6 days. And I had a hiking outfit for every day that I was hiking. And I quickly was like, what in the heck?
So many people do that. I just went and did the Art Loeb Trail, and my friend had a outfit for every day. And he'll never do that again.
Yep.
He ended up wearing the same thing every day. Yeah.
Hey, that's how we learn, right?
That's it.
So what is one thing you always pack, even though you don't think you're going to need it?
I've gotten to the point where I try to only take what I need. I don't think there is anything. I mean, I guess maybe a Band-Aid.
All right.
Even if I scratch myself, I don't end up using a Band-Aid, but I take them.
Oh, yeah. So out in the backcountry, the quads, my legs are just trash. And I have Band-Aids, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not using them. I like the bloody look.
That's right.
It's the scars. All right. So coffee or no coffee before a hike?
Coffee.
Would you rather hike in 30 degree cold, rainy weather or 95 blazing sun?
30 degree cold, rainy weather.
Yes or no? Have you ever had a customer walk in, clearly has never hiked a mile in their life, and ask for everything ultralight?
Yes.
This is a funny one, and you don't have to answer this one, but do you have a secret code word with your employees when you have a really high maintenance shopper?
It's not a code word. It's just a look. Like when Ash, I know Ash's look for it. When she gives it to me, I come and take over. And we get a lot of high maintenance hikers in here.
Yeah, I would imagine. How often do you get these Instagram hikers versus actual hikers, and can you spot the difference?
You can definitely spot the difference. Because we're on the Appalachian Trail, we get more actual hikers.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, I mean, usually they're carrying their camera. So pretty easy to spot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's probably 90% real hikers here, 10% Instagram hikers.
Yeah, nice. All right, so I love this question. Can you recall a moment when you knew Marion Outdoors was making a real difference?
I think it was probably when some of the first people came in from seeing my videos, asking the right questions. Can you measure my torso? Can you help me find the right backpack? Can you help me find the right gear?
Funniest trail name you've ever heard?
Oh, I'm not sure I can say it on here. It's written on our hostel wall. No. It's CB, but it's cum bubbles. Yes.
Okay. All right. Hey, this is a Texas hiking podcast. We allow pretty much anything.
Yeah. That was the first year, and I haven't forgotten that one.
So one hiker habit that makes you just shake your head.
Hiker habits that make me shake my head. Huh. As what kind of head shake?
Like, I can't believe this.
Oh, I mean, huh. Hiker habit that makes me shake my head. That's a tough one. Let me think about that one.
All right. So yes or no, any hostile ghost stories?
Ghost stories? Huh. I have not experienced a ghost in a hostel or my hostel and have not heard any. Most of the ghosts happen in the woods.
Yep. One word that best describes the Marion Outdoors vibes.
One word. Helpful. Let's go with helpful.
All right. Have you ever had to mitigate a hostile disagreement?
Many. Not many. Some. Yeah. Absolutely. There's been fights. There's been people sneaking into the hostel. We had a hiker beat up outside our hostel a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had a few.
All right. This is the last question in the lightning round, the most important question. And this is really going to dictate how we proceed with the episode.
So, oh, boy. You know, no pressure.
No pressure. What is your favorite, absolutely favorite Texas hiking and backpacking podcast?
Oh, well, of course. This one.
I love it. I love it. I've asked that question out of the last 6 or 7 episodes, and all the guests have had the same answer. I had two state natural areas on yesterday, and same thing. So, you know, as a host of a podcast, I'm absolutely loving it.
Honestly, I was worried you were making me specify which episode. So that's what I was like, which episode do I like the best? Let's see. Oh,
just in general, just in general. All right. Second most important question. Now we're going to really dive into Marion Outdoors. So I want to break this up as, you know, we talked a lot about Marion Outdoors already, but really I want the listeners to just totally understand everything that goes on to Marion Outdoors. And then towards the end is really, I want the listeners, and I think it's important that they really just kind of understand you as a hiker. So we'll get into some of those things. But second most important question to the listeners, if you get into this wonderful, I guess it's a rabbit hole of Marion Outdoors and all this wonderful content, and you just really can't stop watching it, you're going to run into some episodes where really a jerk just comes into the store. He says he's an Appalachian Trail hiker. But just if you look at him, you're like, bro, you don't have an ounce of dirt on you. So he's probably some influencer. His trail name is Kaleidoscope. And he really bust into your store and like treat you guys like, you know, like I can't imagine. So to the listeners, get connected with Marion Outdoors and find these episodes. But the episode that I kind of want to talk about and what's kind of got me worried is, you know, he busted in one time demanding all this that he is ultralight. And he showed us, well, he showed you, and it's in the video, his backpack. And it was like, it was the size of a matchbox. And I don't know what he's going to put in there, but, you know, he's trying to sell that, you know, he's so ultralight. In a very gracious way, you know, you started asking him these questions. And I think he realized that he's not happy. It's very discomforting what he's trying to do. And if I remember correctly, it seemed like he was getting emotional. And so what worried me is, I mean, you handled the situation perfectly, but we haven't seen him since. And so have you heard from Kaleidoscope? How is he doing? Has he changed? Like, what's the story?
Kaleidoscope's in backpacking rehab right now.
Oh, okay.
He's been there for a few months. He's trying to change his ways. Trying not to be so judgmental. Trying not to be so high maintenance. So he's doing well. I talked to him last week.
Okay.
He calls me every once in a while, and I have to tell him to stop asking about ultralight gear, that he's in the right place at the right time. So
nice.
He's got a few more months, I think, before he can be fully, you know, healed.
Yeah, and I don't know that people, I mean, you are who you are, and I don't really know if people can change. So, you know,
it's
good that he's getting help, and definitely keep us updated because, you know, there's a whole community of, we want him to succeed. So there's a whole community of us that hopefully that he can turn it around.
Absolutely. Yeah. Whenever he's out of rehab, I'll have him come back on.
All right. Nice.
We'll bring him back. See how he's doing. I'll interview him.
Absolutely. Also, tell him he's welcome to the podcast. So,
oh, perfect. Full episode with Kaleidoscope.
Yes.
That'd be interesting.
So we talked a lot already about Marion Outdoors and kind of how it started, which is a wonderful story. What is a day in Marion Outdoors like for you?
Depends on the time of year. Right now, it's a little slower. You know, the Nobo through hikers have gone through. Mm-hmm. Southbound, we just got our first southbound hiker 2 days ago, but he's very early. So we probably won't get the majority of southbound hikers until late September, October. So right now it's, for me, it's coming in every morning, working on inventory, trying to figure out what else, a lot of research. Packing orders and working on videos if I need to. Then Ash gets here. We take packages to the post office, pay some bills. I stay here until I try to at least stay here until about noon every day. And then I head home and I'm so. With a lot of orders, especially the big brands, you have to order a year in advance.
What?
Yeah. So the bigger brands, it's called pre-season orders, and a lot of them expect you to, you know, guess what you're going to need next year. So I'm doing a lot of research and trying to get those in by the deadlines. A lot of those deadlines have passed now, but I've got a few more I'm still working on. And it's not easy. So you're having to, especially with new products coming out, guess whether they're going to be popular or not. So I don't know if it comes from when I went to grad school and having to research everything so meticulously, but I'm pretty obsessive about researching every piece of gear and making sure it's something that works for this store. And if, you know, and taking risks when I need to, because I want to bring in not just backpackers, but outdoor people. So I'm bringing in, and we have campgrounds around here. So I'm bringing in stuff that I don't know a lot about. I mean, I car camp, but it's gear that I would never use. I still use my backpacking stuff when I go car camping. So I'm doing a lot of that research. At some point I do go to the gym, go to a bike on a bike ride or go on a hike. I try to do that every day. Take an hour to 2 hours to do that every day. Then do a little more work before my kids get home. And then it's, you know, the nightly routine of kids cleaning, dinner for them, bedtime routine for them, and then free time for me in the evening. So
it's funny you say hiking, and I don't know if you read the fine print of the agreement for you coming on the podcast, but I have a goal that every guest I get to, I'm going to share the trail with at one point. So
yes, let's do it.
So I'll let you know when I'm heading up to Marion.
That's please do.
Definitely on my bucket list.
We've got some amazing backpacking routes around here, hiking trails for sure.
So are there any products that you're excited about that's maybe new to the store that you're getting in? Or
what's interesting this year, because of the tariffs and everything going on, a lot of companies are halting on their new products. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting another year to see how those go. So there's not a lot of new stuff going on. I just did a video on the new core series of the Hyperlite backpacks and how they've updated them. I'm interested to try out, it's like a new Dyneema material. They have removable compression straps and adjustable compression straps, and their pockets are deeper. I'm interested to test those out. What else? I mean, we just got in the Loam Peak 9 Plus with the Vibram soles. I've been wearing those for about a week. Hard to tell the difference so far, but I'll see. I think the test for that is going to be longevity and if they wear out easily.
I was kind of mad that when they launched those that they didn't give them to, you know, only, was it REI that was only ones able to?
It was REI. I think REI bought all of their Loam Peaks last year so that they wouldn't have to worry about it. And then they got this exclusive deal for the Loam Peak 9 Plus until August. So now everyone can sell them, but yeah, we'll see how it goes. And I'm not sure it's even, I don't know why they don't just make all the Loam Peaks with Vibram sole. Everybody's asking for it. They can charge a little more money and they do, but yeah.
So when you made that video about, you know, you're not able to sell those, and I'm in the process of selling this house, so that's why you don't see racks and racks of gear, because we have to declutter and make the house look like no one lives here. So I have, I don't know, 5 or 6 pair of Loam Peaks. Mm-hmm. And you made that video and I'm like, never again. Next pair, I went direct Fleet Feet and bought some Hokas and not turning back.
All right. You're going Hoka. All right. Yep.
And I love them. Love them.
Yeah. I haven't found a Hoka that fits me. I have such wide, flat feet. Yeah. Honestly, Loam Peaks are the one shoe that fits.
I had 6 or 7 pair.
Yeah.
And since the 4s. So I've got the 4s all the way up until I didn't get the 9 pluses. So
same. Yeah. Yep. I mean, I'm testing out the 9 pluses, wearing them right now, but. Yeah, I wish I could find a shoe that would work other than Loam Peaks, but so far, you know, you got to find what works and stick with it.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I know we talked about a few of the challenges that you faced, the trolls and keeping up with inventory and what's coming on. What do you think is your biggest challenge to running an outfitter?
Well, I mean, biggest challenge for me in this small town is getting customers in here on off seasons, January, February, August, September. Yeah. I mean, this is such a specialty store that we have gifts and things that people can buy and they do. It's just not like so the biggest challenge for me then would be expanding to all outdoor activities. Knowing that gear as much as I know hiking gear.
Right.
So I know that I do need to expand to that to be able to survive, which I'm applying for grants for right now. Even if I don't get the grant, I'm going to start bringing in climbing and fishing gear, because climbing and fishing is another outdoor activity that happens a lot in this area. So that's kind of what gives me anxiety right now is how am I going to learn this as well as I've learned backpacking and hiking? And it's by doing it. And slowly but surely, I'm doing it. It's just I own a small business, and where do I find the time? You know, I've had my entire life to learn backpacking and hiking. And now that I'm adding these activities, what do I do? And Luckily, there are people that are helping me out. Local fishing guides, local climbers that are kind of, you know, acting as me as what I asked them, what would you buy? And what would everybody want? What's a risk? What's something affordable, but also then what's the high-end stuff that people would actually pay for? So that's my biggest challenge right now for this business. I don't know if that answered the question, but
yeah,
that's what is on my mind right now.
So what advice would you give to beginner hiker and backpacker that are looking to invest in the hobby for the very first time?
Find somebody who does it and borrow as much as you can. If not, spend as little money as possible. I think I always go back to when I first started out. I didn't go out and buy anything. I had some camping stuff from Boy Scouts. I had a school backpack, stuffed as much as I could in that, and then with carabiners attached as much as I could on the outside, and I went backpacking. It wasn't comfortable, but I was a kid and it didn't matter. It was about the experience. And if you're willing to do that and go have the experience, then you can probably start spending a little more money on it. But don't waste your money if you're not sure.
No.
But also come talk to someone like me and we can help you figure it out. Buy consignment. So
yeah. I have a wonderful episode with Megan. She lives up in Washington and she was from Alaska and she graduated college and it's one of my best friends. It's his wife. And she just decided never hiked ever and just said, I'm going to do the PCT. So she went to the big box store up there in Alaska and they sold her an 85 liter backpack.
Oh no.
Yes.
It's happened to me.
Probably about 3 months not even 3 months. It was maybe 3 or 4 weeks into 5 weeks. I mean, it's on the episode where she got rid of it and bought, you know, she was at a small outfitter, got what she needed. And so my next question was, you know, after she finished, did she go back up to Alaska and punch that guy at that big box store that gave her the, you know, told her to buy the 85 liter? And she didn't. So, you know, but yeah,
That's a whole different thing. If you're going to through hike for the first time, where do you start? You start by coming in here and
absolutely
asking the questions. Yeah. I mean, it's tough.
And if you go to a store to get fitted or something, the lady that's fitting you, ask them about their experience. Mm-hmm. What have you done? Oh, I haven't done anything, but I just got hired and read a brochure. Like, anyway, so that's a whole nother episode.
Yeah. Yes,
absolutely. So can you share any memorable customer feedback or testimonials that you've received about Marion Outdoors that really impacted you or had an impact on that? You know, your store has had an impact on a hiker.
Well, I mean, This year especially, we got so many hikers in here that said, I decided to hike the Appalachian Trail because of your videos. And you helped me choose my gear, and I'm happy with everything I chose because of them. And you even answered questions when I asked via email or on Instagram. And those are the kinds of things that keep me motivated when people come in and are willing to share that I'm actually helping.
That's nice.
There were probably 5 or 6 AT hikers this year that said that. And that was, it's really cool. There are no words for it. It's just, this is what I wanted, you know, my mission statement. So.
Absolutely. So when you're helping hikers gear up, what do you think is one piece of gear that they totally overthink? And then what do you think is one piece of gear that they tend to overlook?
Backpacks are overlooked. It's so hard to find the right backpack. And just because someone else loves theirs doesn't mean it's going to work for you. Take all your gear in a shop, pack it up, walk around, spend all day in there. Even just one day, you're not really going to know until you're actually on the trail. So sometimes it is a gamble, but at least you tried 10 different packs before you chose the one that you're going to settle on.
Mm-hmm.
That'll at least get you, a few weeks down the trail because you spent the time with your gear in it. Hopefully somebody helped you pack, because every pack should be packed differently, kind of, depending on the style. What was the other one? Overlooked and...
Spend too much. Yeah, time thinking about...
Tent. The shelter.
Mm-hmm.
I think that should be the easiest thing to buy. Your tent or your shelter. I think you spend more time on your sleep system and your backpack, and you'll be more comfortable. As long as your rain fly is waterproof, you're set. Honestly.
Yeah. I have 13 tents. Not one of them has changed the way I hike and backpack, but backpack, a sleep system, Trekker Joe's water bottle sleeve holders. That thing has changed because I'm old and I can't reach back to grab bottles. So stuff like that. Yeah. I think your app's spot on. Don't overthink the tent.
Yeah. Shelter. Even if you want a hammock, get a hammock.
Yeah.
As long as you stay dry.
Yeah. So you've probably seen all types of hikers come through. What is one thing, maybe kind of that you've heard from the hikers that come through? What is one thing that you think every hiker that wants to hike the AT should know before they start?
Yeah, let's see. I think it's more mental than physical, even though it's going to be harder than you think. Every day you're going to want to quit, but that's just a fleeting moment. It's a part of the struggle of hiking long distance. I think that's what everybody should know, that, and don't have expectations.
Like it.
You say you're going to hike 20 miles a day. You're probably not going to, and that's okay. And don't beat yourself up when you don't. You may get to that point, but yeah.
Yeah. And never quit on a bad day.
Never quit on a bad day. Yeah. That was in my head too, but
yeah. So you wear lots of hats. Coach, you know, you have the social media presence. You're educating all of us on some great stuff. And running an outfit or operating a hostel. In any given day, what is your favorite role?
Dad.
Dad, yep.
Yeah. I've got two amazing kids. 7 and 9-year-old. Oh, and they're, 8 and 10-year-old now. It goes by way too fast. They just started 4th and 2nd grade. So I love being a dad. And that's another reason why I did this. When I was in the theater, I was gone at night doing shows 6 days a week. So I never saw them at bedtime. And that now I get to see them at night. I get to see them when they get home from school. So, I mean, that might not have been as exciting of an answer as you wanted, but that's my favorite hat.
That's the only answer that matters, and I'm glad you said it. I'm a father of 4, so they're 25, 22, 21, and 19, and we are finally empty nesters.
Wow.
I love it.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Everything has gotten so much cheaper.
I also dream about how much more often I'll be able to go backpacking and hiking. I'm trying to enjoy every second while they're here, but in the back of my mind, I'm like, I could be on a trip right now, but
but also us as fathers, it's wonderful to see them adulting, getting out on their own, whether it's university or trade school and just doing it. So yes, I say I love being an empty nester. I do miss them, but it's so exciting to watch them, even watch them fail and how do they recover from that? So yeah, perfect answer.
Awesome.
What is one moment in Marion Outdoors where you literally stopped and said, you know, I think this may actually work?
It happened pretty early on. When I first opened, it was just me. The hostel wasn't open yet, but the store had opened, and I was working 7 days a week. And I wasn't sure if hikers were, like, Marion is not on the trail. You still have to get a ride into town. It's about 7 miles. I wasn't sure if hikers were actually going to come into town and need an outfitter. Because I had heard of other outfitters trying and failing here. So that first spring, I opened April 1st. And even before the official opening, I had hikers calling and saying, do you happen to have this gear? It's like, I've got it in a box. Let's find it. And I would let them into the closed store and we would open up brand new boxes.
No way.
We'd try to find them gear. Yeah, it was like probably about 5 hikers that I helped that way. And then for some reason, that helped. That got the word on the trail that there's now an outfitter here. And it kind of, it's amazing how information moves up and down the trail. And all of a sudden, we had hundreds of hikers, thousands of hikers coming in to check it out, at least. Because prior to Marion Outdoors being here, which we're kind of downtown Main Street, most hikers were on the other side of town, staying at the Travel Inn, going to Walmart and stuff like that. So now they're coming downtown. And it was in that moment, I was like, I think we can make this work. I think that because they want this experience. And they were, I would tell them that the hostel would be opening. And they said, this is amazing. You have a outfitter and a hostel in the same place. This downtown that's interesting with restaurants and coffee shops and breweries and stuff like that. That was exciting to them. And the idea of that experience. And the fact that we are 500 miles into the trail, and this is about 500 miles in, I think, is when hikers are kind of getting their legs under them, I guess is what I'm going to say. And they're understanding what gear they need and what gear they don't need. And they can come in here and find the stuff that they're hearing about on trail or seeing on trail that they thought they could only buy online.
No.
And there was just, it was that first spring where I said, okay, I can do this.
Nice.
As long as I don't overwork myself. And that's when I decided to hire somebody.
Was it in the initial plan, or what motivated you to open up the hostel? And that wraps up another exciting episode of the Trailblazing Texas podcast. We hope you enjoyed the episode today, and stay tuned for our next episode where we will pick back up where we left off and guarantee to uncover many more hiking gems and share many more tips to enhance your experience on the trail. Until then, happy trails and happy hiking.